You are wondrous.
You made magic.
Gift certificate. I present you with limitless self-power.
Wow, keep that up.
You shine so bright. Somebody give me some shades.
You fill my heart with joy. Feel that bliss and more.
Live bright, be bliss. You are a blessing.
Butterflies, rainbows, and unicorns are nothing compared to you.
How clever.
Wow, you made life feel lighter.
This is Raleigh Burley, joined by Eleanor E. Yates, or Ella, who is a visiting artist, a muralist who travels the world, and we were just reading from a game that she's created called Spirit Up. And this is a game with the intention, in my understanding, to brighten up people's lives by giving them the tools to make and receive compliments and also to just to have goofy fun.
Yes, exactly.
So
very
welcome.
Well stated.
Welcome to Katie and Kay, Eleanor.
Thank you. So good to be here.
I do want to give a quick fire update before we jump into this interview. A wildland fire has broken out near Four Mile Ranch. That was this afternoon. This update from 3:45 p.m. The Four Mile Ranch subdivision and lower Four Mile houses are being evacuated. All evacuated residents should evacuate to the former Safeway parking lot at 2001 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs. And air tankers are en route from Grand Junction. The Glenwood Springs Fire Department, Colorado River Fire Rescue, Carbondale Fire Department, and local law enforcement agencies are all on the scene. This fire has been named the Sunrise Court Fire, so we'll be sending our wishes to the firefighters and to those residents that this is put out very quickly and easily and with no hassle. And with that, we'll jump into our interview with Eleanor Yates. So you, Eleanor, are originally from Denver, but you've made your home all around the world painting murals.
That's right. I spent my first 8 years in Denver, and then we moved to Fort Collins, and I went to college at UNC as a ceramics major. Had a wonderful time there. And then I discovered the mural program in Philadelphia. I had painted my first mural when I was 10 and just loved art from a very early age. So I moved out to Philadelphia and started working with Meg Seligman, super extraordinary woman, and does some of the biggest and most, I think, beautiful murals in the world. So that's been, that was my start. And then I kind of jumped to living in Ireland and Dingle for the last, I guess, almost 20 years. I live there as much as I can, which is legally 3 months at a time with 3 months between. So usually 3 to 6 months a year.
And where do you go between Dingle and I?
Oh, yes.
Heard mention too that you have been spending more time in Carbondale lately too.
Yes, I actually, when I left Dingle this time in May, I wanted to find a place that's most like Dingle in Colorado. So I remembered coming through here through Carbondale in 2009 and staying about a week, and I thought that's the place. So I narrowed in and I found a place to live at a beautiful ranch up, it's called Angel's Camp, up on about 3 miles up Crystal Springs Road. It's a beautiful horse rescue ranch.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been lovely. The most beautiful summer.
And what is Dingle like? You mentioned you wanted to find a place like it in Colorado.
Good question. Well, it's special. They have a lot of, it's a place that's pretty far away to get to from anywhere. And so it collects all sorts of musicians and writers and artists. So they're my tribe of people there. And just like here, it's the natural beauty around is just stunning. Everywhere you look, you know, the other week I drove up to Marble and just started crying because the country, the mountainside was just so beautiful when I turned a corner. And it's just, that's what, it's so similar. I think the beauty and the people as well.
Mm-hmm. And so I met you at this Lightning Heart documentary showing at the Third Street Center. And you were invited to that
by chance
because you also paint murals.
Three minutes before it started, the woman who came and played my game with me, Karen, she invited me to this documentary. So I didn't know it was about a muralist until I walked in. And it was, for the people who went, you all know how inspiring it was. This muralist, Fred...
Haberlein,
yeah. He really kind of enthused me about my passion for murals over the last, my whole life, really.
And where would somebody happen across a mural of yours in the world?
Let's see. Murals have been my ticket and my passport to almost, about 40 different countries. So I have a lot in Ireland, in Dingle especially, and a few in the Front Range, Fort Collins and Greeley, and all around the world, really, Philippines and New Zealand, and a very special project I had in the Gambia in a little village called Kunkujing, which means far, far away.
Wow. So I got a book, a very special, rare book, thanks to meeting you, and this is called An Artist and the Light, and you just informed me that it's only otherwise available in Dingle.
Yes,
and it's
right now.
So far limited print. And so I was just reading about Kukuching, and I guess I missed that it means a far, far away place.
That's
really amazing. And so reading about that journey for you and through your eyes has been a really amazing experience. And
thank you.
And I understand also that in writing this book, you've become close with a publisher who has now been motivating you to make a board game, which is something super unique. I don't think a lot of people make board games.
No, it was very strange how it came about. I actually took a business class in Dingle for creative people, and they asked, what is your real mission in life? Like, why are you here on this earth? And so I had to ask myself some very tough questions. And Day Prophet, he was my editor for the book, An Artist in the Light. And we continued to work together when I realized my entire meaning for living is just to spread bright energy. All I want in this world is for people to be happy and to have real authentic joy in themselves, because the more happy we are, the more we find our gifts and share and help each other and the world. And it just goes and goes like a pebble, you know, thrown into the pond. So when I first started this idea, it was actually, the idea was power poses. So I was drawing pictures of people doing power poses, and then with a few different phrases, like the cards we were reading when we first started. May you enjoy, actually this one's the one random one, of course I picked, may you enjoy fresh laundry tomorrow. but the power poses, I did them on lenticular cards, which means it feels like corduroy. So if you turn it one direction, you see one image. And if you turn it the other direction, you see another image. So when you read it, you kind of do the poses. So I ordered them, but I never did them. So I realized that this has to be a game that a group plays together. And that's when Spirit Up started.
And you've tested it with up to 12 people so far?
Oh, we've tested it with almost 90 people now.
Okay, and but at once?
No.
How many people
the players.
Play at once?
Yeah, you can do 1 to 12 players. I've never tested with more than 12 players, but it works to 12 players so far.
And so what does it look like? and I played it, so I can help describe it too. But I remember walking in, and there was what looked like a mandala of these bright cards to begin.
Yes, I really believe in circular things, and our world is too square in general. So I made the cards round, and they're in a round circle on the table, and they're pretty simple. I suppose I'll just pick one randomly and read it. So you pretty much just read a card and you do it. So I just read one that's a Peppy Perks, and there are four different kinds of cards. One is Movie Groovy, which gets you up and jiving, moving around. Peppy Perks gets you, turns you into a pep, kind of a cheerleader a little bit, or you're doing rap. And the other two are Zippy Zests, which are just quick and fun little state changers. And the last one, I've forgotten at this moment, but the one I randomly picked says, read aloud, superstars. And when you start playing, you become a superstar. Delight in yourselves by giving three cheers after I read each sentence. You are the masters of your fate.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woohoo! And the captains of your souls. Woohoo! Yay. Hooray for never taking anything personally.
Yay. Woohoo!
Oh, sa sa! Life is so spectacular. Woohoo!
And so the game, in my experience of playing it with you and our friend Tracy Wright, it really breaks down boundaries, because you sort of are challenged to be big, to be enthusiastic, to get on your feet, to dance, to shout, and to do that in the company of other people, which a lot of us, I think, aren't so accustomed to, haven't done a lot since we were children.
Yes.
But just in playing for half an hour, we all felt so goofy and close, and we were having a great time.
Like, yeah.
We were instant friends.
It really does. I mean, it breaks all the walls down, all the boundaries. And I love the quote by Plato. He said that you learn more about someone in 1 hour of play than an entire year of conversation.
Hmm.
And I've seen this happen every time I play this game. I'm leaving with my cheeks look different now, because I'm like Permigrin all the time, laughing and smiling because of the game. And I see a lot of people, when they leave, they're saying things like, it feels like more than a game. It feels important. And it is impossible to be in a bad mood while playing this game. And other things like, I feel 50 pounds lighter. And,
wow.
Yeah.
And so how did the we began by reading off another type of card.
The Lucky Stars.
A Lucky Star. And there's a whole stack of these. How do they work? How do they play into the game?
Well, there are 144 lucky stars on 72 cards back in front, and everyone is different, and they all have a compliment, like, power on, I caught that joy. And so it was...
You are number one and two and three and four.
Thanks for making me giggle.
That was the definition of fabulous.
Happiness is my way, and you just added flowers to my path.
Hilarious. May you be blessed with funny friends and family.
Oh, yeah. Dance that dream.
And so these are handed out, or you can keep them.
Randomly.
Right?
It's like just like love. We can give it or we can keep it. We can hoard it or we can, you know, just give it away. So they are used in between the other cards for people to practice complimenting and taking compliments, because these science people have said that it takes up to 20 seconds to actually take in a compliment, whereas criticism attaches instantly. So we need to kind of change that by doing state changers and to raise our mindsets so that criticism doesn't stick and it doesn't stay long. And we're more likely to give compliments than criticism.
And what are the two rules of
the
game?
Oh, yeah. There are two rules. And the first is that you may not be critical of yourself or others. And the second is you cannot deflect a compliment.
You have to take one of these.
Yes. So if it takes 20 seconds to take in a compliment, in that 20 seconds, we have so many different ways to deflect these compliments. So we never actually let ourselves feel good. So this game is called Spirit Up. It's a way to actually practice happiness because we don't let ourselves actually practice being happy. And if we want lasting happiness, all we have to do is just be happy.
For listeners who are enticed to play the game, what are the opportunities there?
We have a game tomorrow at the Third Street Center, thanks to Colin and the Senior Matters people, John especially. They've let us use the room, the Senior Matters room, and tomorrow at 5 o'clock, about 5 to 5:30, we're going to have a game. And then Friday through Monday at 5:30 to 6:30 or so, we can have one or two games.
Is there any need to sign up in advance, or can people just
Oh, no. Yeah, you can just show up. I show up really early, so if you're early, that's great too. And
so 5 to 5:30 tomorrow, and then Friday to Monday, 5:30 to maybe 6:30.
Yeah.
The Senior Matters room at the Third Street Center.
Right. And if you feel like you can't do it because it's dancing and moving around, you don't have to feel that way, because everything, all the movie groovy cards can be done sitting as well.
Mm-hmm. And this is a prototype, right? The game's not available yet in stores, but people are given this opportunity now to test the game with you and to help you make it the best it can be.
Yeah, we've been working on it for months, and this is maybe the fifth or sixth prototype. And so it's getting better and better with each play. I learn more and more, and we're able to put that in. And we have a Kickstarter out for another 7 days, which, yay, woohoo, is 98% funded already. So you do have an opportunity to buy a game if you would like to on the Kickstarter.
What's that website?
Oh, yes. The website for the game is spirit-up.fun. So spiritup.fun.
Cool. I didn't know that was like a web domain.
I didn't either until I saw it.
It's for it was free. Exclusively tabletop games.
Close to free, yeah.
And I assume through that people can find the Kickstarter?
Yes, there are a few different tabs that you can click on.
And get a sense of how the game looks.
Yeah, we have a video on the Kickstarter.
And the way Kickstarter works, right, is that if you don't make it, if you don't raise everything, then you don't get anything.
That's right.
They'll just send everybody's money back to their pockets. And
that's right.
It concludes, but with no success.
So the next 7 days are very important in my life.
Cool. Well, yeah. We hope that you achieve it. And
Thank you.
To get people fired up about donating, also to Katie and Kay, it is our membership drive. We have the Power Phrase rap song queued up here. This is something that you created, and it involves some of the words and phrases from the game, right?
That's right. It was before this actual version started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's give it a listen.
From high, I am dancing bright. I am sharing light. I am Satori's sight. I am the key is yes and hooray. Mighty open heart can hear the forest pray. Above high, I am power. Every day we are that up in the tower. Saying, oh, how things work out for me. You're my hero, authentically free. Eliminate trash, talk and speak with glee. Fuck yes, hoorays, especially ye. For the moonlight blast, gliding past. It's a mighty real sprite, divine steadfast. Fancy, classy, ancient oracle of thee. Yippee gold heart treasury. Power, brain, think tank, spirit alive. I am mighty open hearts can see. see the forest pray up above power. Power. Every day we are that looking tower. Lighthearted, dearest, we can carry the toy lights, living lights, down to trees, magic trees. Decide a hot light, all is precious, quite right. Splendid light, do your best, find the zest, then rest. You are blessed, this is fun. You are blessed, this is fun.
Wow, another lucky star. You are a treasure oasis.
Fun and funky, you are a treat.
Dear friend, you are the essence of beauty.
What a cool cat you are.
You are wondrous.
I must say, you nailed it.
So how did you come up with all these compliments?
Well, you know, life. I would actually just take notes while I was walking around. And if I heard someone do something nice or saw someone do something nice to someone, I noticed that everyone was lifted from it. So I wrote those down and they've just kind of evolved from there.
Do you have a favorite card to either draw or to watch somebody draw from this deck?
I think it changes. Yeah, I do, but I can't think of one right now.
There was one for 1 minute, and some of these require a timer, whether you're dancing or singing, but this was like to give your sort of rant or speech of an ideal world or ideal personal future for 1 minute.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's the longest one, but it is important. I think a lot of it's a goofy, funky game, but it's also really grounded, and the stuff that it's teaching and enlivening in people is really important, mm-hmm. and the heart connection, and speaking out the vision of what you would like in your life and in the world, and making wishes are really important, wishes for the world, instead of just accepting the things that we don't like. We need to make changes by envisioning new things.
Or use, you know, positive speech to sort of articulate the future we want to see rather than,
exactly.
You know, dread what we don't want to see.
Right.
And speak about it. And that, you know, that negative of, you know, I hope this isn't this way and that doesn't happen. And
exactly. Our mindsets are really important in life. If we go around with a negative mindset, we're going to attract more negative people and ideas and thoughts. And that's really bad on your body as well as the world and life. So
now we only have a few minutes left. So I'd like to give you the opportunity to add anything now if there's something you want to touch on.
No, I have a million things, but
and then I was thinking, I don't want to spoil it. It's kind of the end of the game, but nobody loses, but somebody becomes a supernova.
That's right.
And I guess I'll leave it up to you if you want to describe what happens next.
Okay. Yeah, everyone wins when they play this game because the effects of the game go on into life. A lot of people have said that, you know, for days they are feeling lighter and everything seems brighter and easier in their life. And people are, they're just changed by it. But at the end of the game, yes, if you're the person who collected the most cards, then you become the supernova, and the supernova gets to lead the finale, which is they get to give each superstar playing a quirky cue. And with your quirky cue, such as you have to sound like a gremlin or helium like squealing or a happy granny or game show host or constipated monkey, you will read the closing little ditty, and everyone reads the closing ditty in their quirky cue as they dance around the supernova. So it just it becomes mayhem and craziness, but it's really fun.
I bet with 12 people, especially. Yes, we played it with three.
That was really
crazy.
Fun.
But can imagine. Well, that about does it for today's show. I've been speaking with Eleanor Yates, who is a muralist, a musician, a traveler, and who's invented a game which you are invited to play at the Third Street Center in the Senior Matters Room, 5 p.m. tomorrow, or 5:30 to 6:30 Friday through Monday. And there is a website. What is that website again?
spirit-up.fun.
Thank you very much, Eleanor.
Thank you.